You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com.
Are you a pastor who doesn't feel led to address politics in your church? Do shivers of fear run up your spineless back every time you consider teaching about liberty or the Constitution? Don't fret, you're not alone. In fact, most American pastors are just like you. But you do need to prepare for a period of adjustments in the near future. Soon, thanks to your dereliction of duty, freedom of religion will be gone and the church doors will be chained shut, leaving your sorry tail out of a job. That's why we've started the Prepper Recon Vocational School for Pastors. We'll train you to thrive in the post-church world of tomorrow in jobs like air duct installation. Having no backbone makes you a top candidate for moving around in tight spaces. Shoeshining is another option. Many boot-licking preachers find the transition remarkably fluid. Don't wait until the padlock is already on the door of your 501c3 house of worship. Call now and enroll today.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Hi, Preppers and Patriots. Welcome back. This is the second half of the show that I started last week. We're talking about the unprecedented risk that's in the system, particularly between right now and the inauguration, because it's a very volatile period for our country right now. We've still got Trump protesters and riots going on. There's just unprecedented risk being built up in the financial markets right now. So that's something we got to keep our eye on. And we got to remember the globalists, they don't like Trump, and they're going to do everything they can to take him down and make him look bad and make sure that he doesn't get a second term. And they don't care what type of chaos they have to create to make sure that that happens. And they're committed to that. They're committed to, the globalism and one world government and Agenda 2030 and all of that stuff. And they're not going to let one person get in the way. And they're not going to let the American people that chose that one person, they're not going to let us get in the way either. So they've still got their plans. They're still very, very ingrained in all of the institutions, educational institutions, entertainment institutions, the media institutions, even though, Fox and CNN and NBC and CBS and all of those news outlets lost so much credibility through the polls and through their constant attacking of Trump during the campaigns. They're not going to stop. They're going to fight till their dying breath. And like I said, it's spread out through education and entertainment, which is still thriving and undeterred by this election. So just expect it and be ready for it. And don't let your guard down and don't get complacent. And then to pick up where we left off last week, we're going to talk about the threat of civil unrest, which we're seeing already. Immediately after Trump was elected, the socialists went nuts. We've seen the videos of Trump supporters being beaten after the election. So there's the very obvious risk of being assaulted if you're anywhere around all the chaos that's involved with the protesters. If you're in any big city, that risk is bigger. If you're in a more rural area, obviously, that's probably not something you have to worry about in your neck of the woods from the direct assault, being assaulted. So now if you are living in those areas where people are being assaulted, obviously the best deterrent for physical violence is a gun. So if you have the ability to get your concealed carry permit, get it as soon as you can. It's, even if money's tight, whatever. It's a very, very worthwhile investment, because if you get beat really bad and you're permanently disabled, that's really, really going to create a huge financial burden on you and your family. So you have to protect your ability to keep earning money. And a gun's a great way to do that, because you lose that, then, you know, money's going to be a really, really bad issue anyway. So, if you're able, if you can do it, get your concealed carry permit as quick as you can and get a reliable firearm that you can keep with you at all times. And if you're worried that you're going to get on a government watch list, don't be. The fact that you're listening to my show means you're already on the list. So, don't let that concern you. And don't get upset about that either, because if you're not on a watch list by this point, you're a complete failure as a patriot. So, you're probably on the list, and pat yourself on the back for that, because, I think that's your civic patriotic duty to be on a government watch list, because if you're not, then you're either a coward or a liberal. So, just be glad that you're on the list. And, during the Black Lives Matter protest last summer, we had several highways and bridges shut down by rioters. So this creates a whole nother problem. This is a logistics issue, and it can delay or completely eliminate the ability of truckers to resupply grocery stores. When these guys start getting delayed or completely cut off, or they're stuck sitting on the highway for hours and hours and they can't get through because of rioters, and if the violence gets worse and they have to be afraid for their lives, they're not going to get out there. They're not going to drive a truck to the nearest Kroger or Winn-Dixie or Publix or whatever your grocery store is. They're going to stay home and take care of their family. And so this is a major, major issue, and this is something you have to be prepared for. You have to have, I would say, a minimum of 1 month's worth of dry storable food. And then once you've got that 1 month, you need to start setting goals to bring that up to 6 months. But if you don't have a month, you need to go out there and buy that today. That's something you should always have with you, because there's so many different disasters that can completely cripple the ability to have grocery stores resupplied. So, that's something you should already have. And I hope that I'm preaching to the choir on this one, but if you haven't taken care of that, go out there and do it today, and then set up a plan to build that up to 6 months in the very, very near future. And then, I want you to think back to all the violence that we saw during the campaigns, and particularly at the Trump rallies. We saw the San Jose police chief tell his officers to stand down while rioters beat Trump supporters. So there's people just like him at every level of government, and they're willing to just sit back and watch America burn to the ground. And they're willing to do that out of just pure vindictiveness, just to rub it in our face to say, okay, you wanted Trump, well, now you've got him, and we're just going to sit back and let the whole thing go. So that's a very, very real threat, and I think that I think we can expect to see more of that. And then last week I mentioned that right after the election, we saw the Dow Futures Index drop to down 800 points during the night while we were waiting for all the results to come in. As soon as the tide started to turn and it became obvious that Trump was going to be the president and it wasn't going to be Hillary, and I don't know exactly what happened there, but I suspect that the Fed, Treasury, plunge protection team stepped in, started doing some massive buying to prop that up. And of course, the next morning, by the end of the day, the market was back up 250 points. And then the next day it was up again. So, I believe that there are forces in there that are planning to prop the markets up and to keep them, going full speed ahead, at least until Trump is inaugurated and in office, so that this doesn't go down on Obama's watch, so that they don't crumble in and just completely implode while he's still in office. So it can't be blamed on Obama. So that Trump can't say, oh, I inherited this mess. So they'll say, oh, well, the stock market was at all time high when you were inaugurated, and then it just all fell apart on your watch. And so I expect that's going to happen. And I think that we could see that same type of thing happening with the civil unrest. So what we could see is these spite-filled politicians just keeping these embers of dissent that we're seeing with the Trump protests and the Trump riots, just to keep them glowing, to keep them warm, to keep them burning just enough, not at a complete flashpoint, but to keep them going until Inauguration Day. And then they could just completely take the lid off of the thing and just pour gas all over it and let them really just burn down the country and stand back. Like we heard the mayor of, I think it was Baltimore, say, give them room to be destructive. And you can believe that there are people at those levels of government, as far as mayors of these very, very liberal towns that are very, very liberal mayors. And we've got some very liberal governors as well. And it would be very, very like them to stand back and just let utter destruction take over and complete chaos. So, once again, it's a really, really good idea to make sure you've got some food stocked away and that you're able to defend yourself against these types of things. And I think this risk is very, very real. So, make sure you're prepared for it and don't get complacent just because, Hillary didn't get elected. You know, yes, that was great, but, we're not out of the woods and we've still got very serious threats. And on top of all of this, the internal threats we've got between civil unrest and, U.S. financial markets, CIA strategist Dr. Peter Pry believes that we're in an unprecedented period of vulnerability on a geopolitical stage as well. He thinks that between now and the inauguration, that our enemies around the world are looking at us and looking at Obama as this sort of lame duck president right now, and knowing that if they're going to strike, they want to do it before Trump gets into office, because he's going to be much stronger president than Obama. And they're probably not going to have that opportunity if they don't seize upon it right now. And, out of the world enemies that we have, you know, maybe, our relationship with Russia won't be so bad under a Trump presidency as it was, under Obama, or it would have been under a Clinton regime. But obviously Iran is not at all happy that Trump's coming into office. He stated that he plans to rip up the deal that Obama cut with them, to release their funds and to allow them to continue to pursue, their nuclear program. So, they're not at all happy with that. And, we've mentioned it on the show before. Ted Koppel wrote a book. It's called Lights Out. And his whole book was about the cyber espionage risks to, mostly to the power grid, but also the computing systems, banking systems, things of that nature. So less about the EMP and more about the cyber threat side of things. But, in his book, Lights Out, he stated that Iran already has malware programs in U.S. SCADA systems. So at their bidding, they could turn our power off and shut the country down anytime they choose. And that could take weeks or months to pull those bugs out of the program and get the systems back up and running. So, very, very vulnerable time right now. So that's something you got to keep your eye on, is we've got the financial side of it. We've got the civil unrest side of it. We've got the geopolitical side of it. And the fact that Iran's very, very unhappy with us, very unhappy with Trump, and they have the ability to hurt us. So that's something we got to keep our eye on. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
And assuming we still have internet and electricity, I'm going to have Dr. Pry on the show later in December to talk about the geopolitical risks between now and the inauguration, and also to talk about what we can expect during Trump's presidency as far as risks from around the globe. So in the meantime, stay vigilant. Whatever happens, I do believe it's going to be better to have Trump at the helm than Hillary. But once again, this is not the time to get complacent. So just keep prepping. And as I mentioned before, I did get a chance to get out and do a little camping. We went up to the Appalachian Trail, me and a buddy of mine. We'd planned to go do 5 days. Our trip got cut a little bit short because there was a huge wildfire in northern Georgia that was burning about – it had burned about 4,000 acres. So we were about 10, 15 miles away from the actual fire, so we weren't in any really big risk. But, of course, when you're on the trail and you don't have any signal on your phone and you don't have any signal from a radio – you don't have any way of getting any information to know whether or not it's a threat. So when we started seeing the valley fill up with smoke, we turned around and started heading back to the truck. So, even though we weren't in danger, the air quality just started getting worse and worse. It wasn't burning our eyes, but it was filling our throats. We could feel in our throats and you could sort of taste the ash in your mouth. So that just wasn't a good environment to be in. So we did turn around and get out of there, but I was there long enough to be able to do a little gear check and to try out some of my gear, which I really, really recommend. You know, a lot of guys, they put together a bug out bag and they stick it in the closet and never get it out. And if you ever have to use it, and something in there doesn't work, or it doesn't work the way you thought it was going to work, or there's a little bit of a learning curve with using it, that's going to be so much less detrimental right now than it's going to be on game day when you need it to work and you need to know how to use it. So get your stuff out. Even if you just go to somewhere nearby and just do an overnight where you just pull your stuff out of your vehicle and set up your tent and whatever and try everything out just to check it out and make sure that it works the way you think it works and the way it's supposed to work, because as you'll hear later on in the show, everything didn't work the way it was supposed to work. But the first thing I got to try out was my new Minuteman rocket stove. I picked that up at the Scentsy Preparedness Expo, which hello to everybody that came out, and thanks to everybody that stopped in to say hi. It was really, really great meeting everybody that came by at the Prepper Recon booth at the Scentsy Preparedness Expo. And we'll probably be doing some more expos next year as well. So, and they'll probably be in different parts of the country. You know, we did Atlanta earlier this year, and then we just did Cincinnati. So, next year we may try to do Texas. So, if you're anywhere around Texas, you know, maybe we'll get to see you then. So, we'll be looking forward to that. But, I saw the Minuteman rocket stoves, first time I'd ever seen it. And it's basically, it's an ammo box, and somebody has, they've, They've designed it and welded all the pieces in there to make a rocket stove inside the ammo box. So you pop the lid open, you pull the little chimney burner out, and you stack that up on the top, and then you've got a little place where you feed your twigs and things into, and it's a very, very ingenious design. And it works great when the wind is cooperating. So first night of base camp, when we got there, I pulled that out of the truck. Obviously, it's too heavy to go in a bug out bag. This thing weighs maybe 10 pounds, 10, 15 pounds, something like that. It's very, very heavy, but which is good because that means it's heavy duty, and it's a great backup thing. Obviously, I've got a sun oven, which I love, and works really, really great when the sun's out. So the Minuteman rocket stove's a great backup for a cloudy day or at nighttime when there's not a lot of wind. But first night, it was not very windy, and it worked really, really great. The next morning, the wind had started picking up, which was the same wind that started pushing the fire and pushing the smoke that eventually ran us out of the area. But as that wind was picking up and it was sort of shifting directions all the time, you need sort of a consistent flow of air going into the burn area of the rocket stove to push the fire up to the burner area to heat whatever it is you're trying to cook. So if that's not consistent and the wind's shifting, or then you're constantly trying to turn the rocket stove and to readjust it. But when the weather's cooperating, it's very, very efficient. It gets hot very, very fast, almost as fast as like a gas stove. And you're just using like twigs and things to fuel it. So you don't need big wood. You just need little pieces of wood. It, once it gets going and once it's burning and you've got a really good fire and really good coals down inside of it, it starts eating through those twigs really, really fast. But that's because it's so efficient. It's burning them. It doesn't put off a lot of smoke. So, you know, for operational security, standpoint, it's very, very good for that. Very effective. And, I'm very glad I have it. Like I said, it's one of those things that it's not like an electric stove at home and you just turn it on and it's ready to go. Yeah, you do got to get the fire going on it, and you do need decent conditions to be able to utilize it. But at the end of the day, I definitely recommend having one around, as a backup stove or something to have in addition to your sun oven. And I really love my sun oven, and it's great when it's sunny. So everything's kind of like that. You know, it works. There's certain conditions where it's going to work good and other conditions where it's not going to be as effective. The other piece of gear I got to try out was my Sawyer Mini water filter. This thing is $20. It's a little water filter. You can look it up online. I recommend everybody have one of these. This is my new go-to water filter for bug out bags. It's very small. It's maybe 3 or 4 inches long cylinder with a little one end where the water goes in, the other end where the water comes out. And you can screw it onto a little bag that's included that you can use to collect your water with. Or you can just take a regular standard water bottle, fill it up, screw this filter on it, and you can drink straight through the filter. Or you can use that water bottle to fill up a larger container of water. The water filter that I used to recommend to everybody, the Katadyn or Katadyn, however you pronounce it, the Hiker Pro, because it filters a lot of water and it's very, very effective. It's got a pre-filter on it. But for a bug out bag or for camping, it's very big and it's very bulky. It's about the size of a medium sized Tupperware container. So it's probably 10 times the size of the Hiker Pro. and all of the different stuff that goes along with it, the tubes and all of that stuff that you have to use the Hiker Pro. Now, it's not heavy. The Hiker Pro is not heavy, but it is bulky and it does take up a lot of room. And that Sawyer is just so much smaller. And, we were able to just, go by a little creek, fill up the little bag and squirt the water into our canteens and refill those with the Sawyer Mini. And it's fantastic. Now, the only thing about the Sawyer Mini is there is no pre-filter on that. So you need relatively clean water. So if you were using, dirty water or something, you're going to have to collect the water, let it settle, then put it into the bag and then squirt it into your, reservoir, canteen, or whatever you're using. And the Hiker Pro, of course, has the pre-filter on it. So the Hiker Pro is definitely the Cadillac. It's a better filter than the Sawyer Mini. But for a bug out bag purpose and to stay light, I definitely recommend the Sawyer Mini over anything else I've seen. And much better, much more efficient than a Life Straw. Because you have the option of just drinking straight through it from a water bottle, but you also have the option of filling up water into a canteen or a reservoir of some type or hydration pouch, whatever you happen to be using. And if anybody remembers the last gear review I did when I went hog hunting and camped out overnight, it was probably about 2 years ago. Yeah, I guess it was. And I had used the Nebo flashlight, and middle of the night I had gotten out of the tent and I saw some eyes glaring at me from the bushes, and I hit the button on the back of the flashlight. Nothing happened. Never ever get another Nebo as long as I live. And so since that, I've switched over to Surefire, had my Surefire with me on this trip, and middle of the night, sleeping in the tent, heard something. Of course, it's bear country, so the curiosity got the better of me. I had to get up and get out there and check it out. I didn't see anything, but the Surefire light was it worked, and it was definitely not the type of situation where you want to push the button on your flashlight and it doesn't come on. So, Surefires are obviously a little bit more money than a Nebo, but a Nebo's a lot more, it's not a cheap light. They're like $20. The Surefire is around 50, but, it's definitely worth it to know that when you push that button on the back of that thing, it's going to turn on and you're going to be able to see for a long way. So, very, very good piece of equipment. And I highly recommend having a Surefire for your bug out bag, for your bedside, and for whatever application that you definitely want to make sure that flashlight works when you push the button for it to come on. And I got a lightweight sleeping bag that came with a compression bag, and it was rated to 32 degrees. I got that from Tough Outdoors. And, it was about 38, 39, somewhere in there, low 40s. The low of the night might have been 37, but nowhere close to 32 degree rating on that sleeping bag. I had on long underwear, pants, two pairs of socks, a thermal shirt, t-shirt, and a hoodie and gloves. Stuffed down in that bag, and it was still very, very cold. It was just barely warm enough to sleep with all of that on. So, by no means was it 32 degrees. So if you get a sleeping bag and it says 32 degrees, break it out and go test it out, because you don't want to, especially if you live in a cold climate and that's, you've never tested it out and that's in your car for in case you slide off the road in an ice storm and that's what you're depending on to keep you alive or to keep you warm, and it doesn't work. It's not just a comfort thing. Then that's bad news. So, whatever it is, make sure that you're testing it out and make sure that it really does what it says it's going to do, because that bag was nowhere near a 32 degree rated bag. So, you can get hypothermia and that can be a really, really bad situation, and your life can depend on it, on making sure that piece of equipment actually does what it says it's going to do. So that's just always a great great reason to check out everything and make sure that all your gear works the way it's supposed to and that you know how to use it. So hopefully that's been helpful and everybody's learned a little something from that gear review. And I really thank you guys for listening. Once again, Haunt for Jackals is now out in paperback and Kindle. And that's the third book in the Seven Cows Ugly and Gaunt series, which is the EMP survival series. And the audio book of that, the production's finished. We're just waiting on Audible to approve it. So that'll be out in the next week or two. So thanks again for listening. God bless and happy prepping.
In A Haunt for Jackals by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, Danny Walker's survival retreat has been devastated by violence since the detonation of the EMP. Regent Slusher's designs on absolute power have already brought him to Danny's doorstep once, leaving a trail of blood and heartbreak in his wake. Another conflict with a malicious dictator will spell certain death for the remaining members of the compound. Danny's only hope is to infiltrate Slusher's camp and bring him down from the inside. It's a risky proposition. If he is caught, he'll be executed as a spy, but there is no other alternative. In this epic struggle between good and evil, Danny's mettle will be tested, his faith will be tried, and he'll have to dig deep for the courage to continue. Buy your copy of A Haunt for Jackals, Book 3 of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.